Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So after all of those really, really, really high-scoring games, you know what? Both teams have sort of figured out now, and they're playing really well. Defensively, these games now are starting to slow down. That's just the way it is. Now teams are starting to, kind of find their game. That's just it. That's what it comes down to. So now we kind of have an idea of what it looks like. And I feel like we kind of have a good idea that the Penguins are probably a good team. Probably a team that's going to be a playoff team. Probably a team, in my mind, that's going to probably – I think they're going to finish in the top three in their division. I don't even think it's, a matter of, like, them, scraping by to make the playoffs. I think they're going to finish in the top three. I really do. Because we're just starting to see – we're starting to see, like, the personalities of these teams and what they're capable of and how they play and all that other stuff. And I think, teams start to settle in. They find their game a little bit. It's pretty clear to me that these teams are going to be two teams that are probably they're going to be tough to deal with if they play defensively like they've played in these games. So we'll see what it looks like. But again, if there's only one goal given up, that tells me that the goalie's playing well again. If you lose a few games, 1-0 or 2-1, and you're the Penguins, that's fine. Because you've got guys that can score. You got a lot of guys that can score. And I think that's important to remember. If they can play defense like that, that really makes them or puts them in a category completely different. And I just feel like these two teams and really all the teams are all really starting to round into form. Remember, they didn't have a preseason. And without a preseason, it's a completely different animal. It took some time for these teams to really sort of settle in and figure it out. And I think the Penguins, too, also needed to get a little bit healthy. I also think that in getting healthy, they were able to start putting together line combinations and pairings that, work. And so I feel like that's the biggest thing about it all, is that the Penguins are starting to figure it out, and so is everybody else. And so while maybe a couple of teams got off to fast starts, and other teams got off to slow starts, now probably is the time we're going to really start to see who is what. It's just one of those things that is really, really, really going to be now fun to watch, because you're going to get more consistency from these teams. But it's interesting, like I said, early on, the Capitals-Penguins games, they were really high-scoring games, all of them. Seemed like there was a lot of goals in all of them. And then, for whatever reason, recently, they've started to settle in and play a little bit better defense. And, you know, the games are lower scoring. They're tighter, you know. And I think that's different than what we're used to from these two teams. But it's a good sign. It really is a good sign. The Penguins, to me, are a team, they can score. And that's, you know, never in question. But, that you know, there are games when maybe they don't score as much as they can or should. But the reality is they've got enough weapons that you know offense isn't going to be a problem. What we've wanted to see from this group is, can their goalie play at a high level? And can the goalie play at a high level? And also, can they get better defensively? Can they get more responsible defensively? Can they do things better than they've done defensively? That's the biggest question, if you ask me. And so we will, you know, try and continue to watch this team. But, you know, so far, I've liked a lot of what I've seen. So far, I'm not saying they're going to win a Stanley Cup or they're even a Stanley Cup contender, you know what I mean, because I think there are some better teams than them. But I'll be honest with you, what we've seen in the last week is a winning formula for them. It is absolutely a winning formula for them. And you know what? That's to me, when you have a team like this that believes it's going to, you know, be in it all the time or have a chance to win all the time, it's important that they find that formula. And I think that's really going to be, you know, that's really going to be the focus here. Now they've lost Jason Zucker, so they've got to make another adjustment. They've lost some other guys, and that's good. That's just what it, you know, that's good. I think it's really good to me that they've been able to bring some guys up, get some other guys an opportunity to play, and they, you know what, in some ways haven't missed a beat. But when they get everybody back, it'll be interesting to see who's the odd man out, if they decide to deal some guys, whatever. There's a lot of things they can do, you know, that gives them flexibility. But I like what I've seen, and I think that, you know what, they figured out a winning formula, and now they're going to continue to try and sort of fine-tune it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.